First, I want to thank everybody for their prayers this past week with my mom's funeral.
首先我要感谢大家，因为过去这一周是我母亲的葬礼，谢谢大家的代祷。
We appreciate your thoughts and prayers, and can testify the Lord answers your prayers abundantly.
那感谢大家在这个里面的思想代祷，那我可以来见证，就是借着这些神成就了很多事。
And thank you to some of the brothers and sisters who were there with us Tuesday upholding our hands.
也感谢主，有几位弟兄姐妹在周二的时候在那里与我们一同来站立，与我们握紧手一起。
So this morning, we want to spend a little bit of time considering together what it means to be a disciple of Christ.
那今天早上我想跟大家花一些时间来思想，怎么样来做基督的门徒。
So Webster's defines disciple as a student or teacher, or well, student or follower of a teacher or a school.
在这个词典里面他所定义的这个门徒是什么呢？就是一个学生他或者是一个跟随者，他来跟随一个教师或者一个学校。
Now, from the Bible we know that a disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ.
但是从圣经我们知道这个门徒呢就是耶稣基督的跟随者。
One who has been captivated by his love.
就是那些被他的爱所抓住的。
Now, the last few times I've shared to with you, it's been from Acts 13:36.
在过去几次我跟大家的交通是讲到在使徒行传13章36节那里面。
This phrase that we might serve the purpose of God in our generation.
就是我们要按着神的旨意服侍这一代的人。
And first we looked at the life of David.
首先我们看了大卫的生命。
His life of repentance, of humbly inquiring of the Lord, of being a worshiper and being a builder in the church, or builder in God's house.
那他呢是怎样的一个人呢？是一个悔改的人，是一个谦卑的人，是一个求问主的人，也是一个敬拜神，在神的家中建造的人。
And next we looked at Stephen, whose life was a living sacrifice. One was that was not living for this world, but he was a living sacrifice to Christ.
那后来我们看到斯蒂凡，斯蒂凡呢，他是一个奉献自己给神的人，不是把自己来交给这个世界。
Today we want to go further and see how as disciples we serve the purpose of God today in our generation.
那今天我们就要来看看，当我们在这个世代的时候，怎样按着神的旨意来服侍，是借着做门徒。
So we'll consider what is a disciple.
那我们先来思考什么是基督的门徒。
And how does one become a disciple or the making of a disciple?
那一个人怎么样成为门徒，或者说门徒是怎么样形成的。
And what is the heart of a disciple?
还有就是这个门徒他应该有怎样的心。
So let's begin with a few verses or a few scriptures.
那我们先来读一些的章节。
And these will all come out of Matthew and Mark.
有很多是从马太福音还有马可福音来的。
So the first one being in Matthew chapter 10.
那第一处是在马太福音的第十章对，马太福音第十章。
So Matthew chapter 10, we'll read verses 1 through 4.
马太福音第十章第一节到第四节。
Matthew 10, beginning in verse 1, Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these, the first Simon, who is called Peter,Andrew his brother, and James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。这十二使徒的名，头一个叫西门，又称彼得，还有他兄弟安德烈。西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，腓利和巴多罗买，多马和税利马泰，亚勒菲的儿子雅各和达泰，奋锐党的西门，还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
Then in Matthew chapter 20, so Matthew 20 beginning in verse 25.
下面是马太福音的第二十章，我们先从二十五节开始读。
Matthew 20:25, but Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles domineer over them, and those in high position exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, But whoever wants to become prominent among you shall be your servant, and whoever desires to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主，治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And if you can turn over to Mark chapter 9.
现在我们再翻到马可福音第九章。
So in Mark chapter 9, we'll start with verse 33 to 35.
在马可福音第九章，我们来读33到35节。
So Mark chapter 9, verse 33. They came to Capernaum, and when he, Jesus, was in the house, he began to question them. What were you discussing on the way? But they kept silent, for on the way they had discussed with one another which of them was the greatest. And sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, If anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all.
马可福音第九章33节开始，他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。耶稣坐下，叫12个门徒来说，若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。
And then finally, if you could turn back to Matthew chapter 28, some very familiar verses at the end of chapter 28.
那大家还可以最后翻到马太福音第28章末了的那些章节，我们非常熟悉的。
Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20.
马太福音28章18到20节。
So Matthew 28 beginning in verse 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them saying,All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
马太福音28章19节开始18节开始，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let's have one more further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we are just so grateful to be here to come and to listen to what you want to tell and speak to your church today.
主，我们何等的感恩，因为今天我们可以来到你面前来听你向着教会所要说的话。
Lord, we are reminded that we are totally dependent upon you for the speaking, the anointing, and the listening and hearing.
主啊，我们现在要意识到我们完全依靠你，只有你的恩膏能够让讲的、翻译的和听的能够明白。
Lord, do give us hearts to be attentive to your speaking and to receive and respond to what you want to say.
主啊，让我们有这样一颗心，能够来接受，能够来向你回应。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So to begin with looking at what is a disciple, we want to look at some of the disciples in the New Testament.
那我们要了解什么是门徒的话，就看一下在新约里面提到的这些门徒。
So we know there were 12 disciples that were also called apostles.
我们知道有12个门徒，他们也被称为使徒。
Sometimes we see them just referred to as the 12.
有的时候我们讲他们的时候就讲到那12个。
Now Jesus specifically called each one of these 12.
而且呢，耶稣是来呼召每一个。
And he kept them close to himself, but there were also, as we see, very many other disciples.
虽然主耶稣有许多其他的门徒，但这十二个跟他是特别的亲近。
And among these disciples that walked with him while he was on earth, there were also many women.
其实在主耶稣在地上的时候，这些门徒还有其他许多人，包括一些妇女，与他一同来行走，一同来服侍。
And then in Luke 6:13, we see Jesus, or we see this recorded. Jesus called his disciples to himself and chose 12 of them whom he also named apostles.
在路加福音第六章十三节是这么记载，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
So this verse reminds us again, there were many disciples and believers of Christ walking with him in addition to the 12.
那这个章节提醒我们，就是当时有许多的门徒被主耶稣呼召来跟随他，与他同行那包括这十二个。
And this verse also gives us an important distinction between the word disciple and the word apostle.
而且这里面呢，也给我们清楚地看到有门徒、有使徒这两个词。
The 12 were named apostles, but this was not a rank or a position.
那这十二个人被称为使徒，但却不是他们的头衔，也不是他们的职位。
It was simply a function they were given.
而是他们所赐给他们的一个功用。
By position, the 12 were disciples.
在职位上面来讲他们是门徒。
But by function, they were called also to be apostles.
但是在功用上面来讲，他们是使徒。
An apostle is one sent out as a messenger, sent out for a specific purpose.
那这个使徒是什么意思呢？就是一些使者被差遣去完成某一些旨意。
For example, in Hebrews 3:1, we see that Jesus is our apostle and high priest of our profession.
那在希伯来书第三章第一节我们就看到那里面说耶稣就是我们所认为是我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
So Jesus, in addition to who he was also sent out by the Father to reveal and accomplish all of the Father's heart and purpose.
那除了耶稣他所是的他也是父亲所差遣来作为使者来显明并且成就父亲的心意和旨意的。
So these 12 were sent out as apostles.
所以这十二个人被称为使徒。
But there were also many other men and women equally with them as disciples.
那也有其他的门徒还有妇女们一同来做门徒。
We are all called to be disciples of Christ.
我们都被呼召来成为主耶稣的门徒。
Now the Lord does not call us all to function as apostles.
那神没有呼召我们每一个人在功用上成为使徒。
But we all do have the position of disciples.
但我们每一个人都有这样的职分，就是来做门徒。
And as disciples, we should be available to serve the Lord and to really do anything He tells us whenever He tells us.
那我们作为门徒呢，应该是成为可用的，来服侍主，在他所选择的，无论是什么样的时间、什么样的方式，来彰显他自己。
Now, Unger's Bible Dictionary defines a disciple as one that has learned principles from another and maintains them on that other one's authority.
在 Unger's 这个圣经的词典里面，他讲到门徒呢，就是从某人那里学会了法则之后，在那个人的权柄下面维护那些法则。
So a disciple is one that is under the authority of his master.
所以这些门徒是在主人的那个权柄之下。
He submitted to that authority. He is clear it is not his authority, but the one he is serving.
而且他降服在这个权柄之下，也在那里表明这个权柄不是出于他自己，是出于他的主人。
Now, in the business world, we regularly delegate authority.
在这个商业的世界里面呢，我们经常做一些事情叫做授权。
So I might have a certain authority, and I'll assign it to someone else.
我也许有一些权利，但是我呢把它就是委托给另外一个人。
So now they have the right to act on my behalf and they don't have to come back and check with me when they're making decisions.
那他们呢就得了我的这个准许之后就不需要再来找我自己可以自由在这个权利下面做决定。
They're free to make those decisions under certain guidelines.
当然这个自由的决定需要在一些法则的下面。
However, the Lord's authority is never assigned or delegated in that way.
但是主他的权柄却不是这种授权。
Passage we read in Matthew 10 and in Luke 6:7 tells us that Jesus gave the 12 authority over unclean spirits.
刚才我们在马太福音十章读到的时候，那里面讲到是耶稣给他们权柄去赶鬼去医治。
It is not that they had any authority, but they were exercising the Lord's authority.
不是说他们有权柄， 是他们在那里来运用主给他们的权柄。
Therefore, in the church, we must always remember it is the authority of the Lord. He is our head.
所以作为教会，我们一定要记得，这个是主的权柄，他是我们的元首。
And as members of the body of Christ, we are under that authority. We are to function under His authority.
那作为基督身体上的肢体，我们需要在这个权柄之下，在这样的原则下面来运行。
Which means we must remember to pray and inquire of the head for everything.
或者说，我们一定要来祷告，来向他求问在凡事上。
We want His will to be done.
我们希望他的旨意完成。
That's why it's always important to have a plurality of brothers who are fellowshipping and praying together to discern what the Lord's will is.
这就是为什么总有一些复数的弟兄们，他们在教会里面，他们一起来祷告，一起来交通，在凡事上来做决定。
So there is order in God's house, but it is not man ruling over man.
在神的家中是有次序的，但不是一个人来管理，来在权柄里面来管理另外一个人。
It's not men put in position to rule over another man.
不是说把一个人摆在一个位置上，然后他就来管其他的人。
In the body, we all have a function, but it is Christ that is the head.
在身体里面，我们每个人都有功用，但是却是元首在那里来做一切事。
And we look to him for that direction.
所以我们要向着他来求那个指引。
Personally, we must not lean on our own understanding, and corporately, we must not lean on just a man.
那在个人来讲，我们不能依靠自己的聪明；团体上来讲，我们也不能靠我们中间的某一个人。
So this was very important in the lives of these disciples.
所以在这些门徒的生命里面，这些非常重要。
Now, when we read the Bible, there's very little actually written about these 12.
在圣经里面，我们去查考。关于这十二个门徒其实讲的不多。
We also have some historical records, but again, very little of it is confirmed.
而且在历史上确实有一些关乎他们的记载，但是我们没有完全能够证实。
We do know they were all persecuted for their faith, and many, if not all of them, were martyred.
我们知道他们都被都被逼迫因着他们的信仰，而且许多人都为此而殉道。
And if I ask you who these 12 were, your first answer probably will be fishermen.
那我要问你，这些门徒到底是谁呢？也许你的第一个回答就是，他们是一些渔夫。
That seems to be the most popular thought, but in fact, only 4 of them were recorded as having a profession of being fishermen.
也许这是我们普遍的一个想法，但事实上呢，只有四个人，十二个人里面只有四个人，他们是以打鱼为业的。
That was Simon Peter, his brother Andrew, and then the other pair of siblings, John and James.
就是彼得跟他的弟兄安德烈，还有另外一对弟兄，就是约翰跟雅各。
But what about the other 8?
那其他八个人呢？
There was Philip, and we really have no information on his family, and very little is even written about him in the scripture.
其中有讲到腓力。那关于腓力，我们没有看到有记载关乎他的家庭，或者其他的一些事。
There was Thaddeus, similarly very little written about him, but he was also called Judas, not Iscariot.
还有就是达泰，他呢被称为不是加略人犹大的犹大。
And I think he ultimately found it very important to be distinguished from the other Judas.
相信他本人也是觉得这个非常重要哈，我不是那个加略人犹大。
There was Bartholomew or Nathaniel, who was an Israelite in whom there is no guile.
还有就是巴多罗买和拿但业。他们里面是没有诡诈，是真犹太人。
This is a statement that gets our attention. Somebody that had no cunning, no deceit, but again, it piques our interest, but we have no details about his background or his life.
这里面非常吸引我们，讲到他们里面没有诡诈，但却没有把这个细节给我们，是怎样没有诡诈呢？
Then there was Thomas, the one that questioned the Lord's resurrection until he physically saw him.
还有这个多马，他在那里怀疑主的复活，直到他亲眼看到主。
So our brother gets this title of doubting Thomas, unfortunately, by us.
那很不幸的就是我们的弟兄们，弟兄给这个多马起名叫这个多疑的多马。
But he's really a great picture of how we often doubt or question the Lord's commands and the Lord's authority.
但却这是一个很好的图画，就是经常我们在那里来疑惑，而且来在那里来疑问关乎主的主权。
We can question the Lord's promises until some circumstance in our life causes us to see Jesus and to see, and he comes and he meets us.
而且我们怀疑他的应许，直到神兴起环境，让我们在那个里面经历之后，看到主他自己。
He exposes our lack of faith so that we might be restored and take hold of his faith.
他在那里暴露我们里面的小信，然后呢，让我们可以抓紧他，在信里面来跟从。
Then there was also Simon the Zealot.
还有就是这个奋锐党的西门。
Now he seems a little bit out of place at first glance.
啊，当我们刚看到的时候，就觉得这个人好像完全是啊不属于这里嘛。
And that's because the Zealots were a group of Jews who were part of a political movement who had vowed to overthrow Roman rule.
啊，那这个奋锐党是什么呢？就是一般人他们发了誓，要来反抗罗马的统治。
And they were going to do this by force. So these guys were underground hitmen.
而且呢，他们是用暴力，所以这些人是什么？是那个地下组织的杀手。
Now it's absolutely wonderful to know that the cleansing blood of the Lamb delivers us from what we once were.
但是何等奇妙，就是主他那个洗净的宝血。可以把我们从原来的那个人里面解救出来。
He gives us new life. We're reminded that all of us have a past.
啊，他给了我们新的生命。我们要记得，每个人我们都有那个老旧的以前的过去。
But the Lord covers that with His cleansing blood, and He directs our attention back to Him that we might move forward in life.
但是他用他的宝血来洗净我们，来遮盖我们，让我们可以再重新注目在他上面来跟随，来行走。
So there's also James the son of Alphaeus or James the Less.
啊，还有就是亚勒菲的儿子雅各，或者说叫小雅各。
Now this title has perplexed Bible scholars for years because they don't know if he was just small in stature or did he have some kind of affliction.
那对这个圣经学者来讲，他们经常很迷惑，这个小雅各是指他那个长得那个身形很小呢，还是说他经历了很多苦难？
Or it may have just been another way of distinguishing him from the other James.
或者说只是加一个小，让他跟另外一个雅各被区别开来。
And then we see Matthew. Matthew very particularly has this title as tax collector.
然后我们就看到马太。马太他是有一个头衔叫做税吏马太。
Which means before he was called, he worked for the Roman government collecting taxes.
在他被呼召之前，他是罗马政府的那个税吏。是替罗马政府来收税的。
This would have made him an outcast to the Jews and even the other disciples.
所以这就会使他在犹太人里面，在其他门徒里面都成为那个被厌弃的。
Because he was an agent for the Romans.
因为他是做罗马政府的代理。
And often the tax collectors were allowed to collect even more, so they were of a wealthier class, but they were sort of they had no friends except themselves.
那这一般人呢，他们在罗马政府的允许下面可以多收税，是为着自己，所以他们非常的有钱富足，但是却没有朋友，除了他们彼此之间。
So naturally speaking, in their former lives, Matthew and Simon the Zealot would have been enemies.
那如果从天然来讲，奋锐党的西门跟这个税吏马太，他们应该是做敌人的。
One employed by the Roman government, and the other one vowed to overthrow it by force.
一个是被罗马政府所雇用的，另外一个呢？却是起誓要来推翻罗马政府的。
So how can these men serve together in unity and harmony and encourage a larger group to pursue the Lord in unity?
那这些人怎么能够在合一里面，在和谐里面一同来服侍，而且呢，来鼓励其他人在合一里面一同往前呢？
But that's the work that the Lord does in our hearts. He knits us together to be one man in Christ.
这就是神在我们心里面所做的，他把我们编织在一起，成了一个团体的新人。
Praise the Lord, He delivers us from our past and gives us a new beginning.
而且赞美神，他让我们从过去里面被解救出来，成了一个新人。
Now, lastly,
有一个新的开始。
Lastly, of the original 12 was Judas Iscariot.
那最后我们提到就是这个卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
So this definitely perplexes us to see him counted among the 12, the traitor.
那这个背叛的这个卖耶稣的人会让我们很迷惑，他怎么也被列在十二个人里面呢？
We see even when he walked with the other disciples as the treasurer, he used to steal money out of the treasury.
他在那里跟门徒在一起的时候，职责就是管钱的，而且他经常偷窃。
And then even after agreeing to betray Jesus and taking money for that, he shows up at the Last Supper.
就算他已经接受了这个被收买，然后卖了耶稣之后，他还跟大家在一起，在最后的晚餐。
It's a great reminder for us that often we think we can hide our true selves, but the Lord sees all.
这也是对我们一个提醒，就是我们好像觉得自己把自己隐藏得很好，但是神主他知道我们每一个人。
Recently in the English group, we were reading 1 Corinthians 13:12, and it reminded us that Jesus has fully known us.
最近我们在那个查经组是读到哥林多前书13章12节，那里面就讲到神主他全知道，他完全的知道我们。
Now, a brother among us shared that that's both scary and wonderful at the same time.
那在我们中间有一个弟兄就说，这件事是同时让我们很惧怕。但同时又是很奇妙的。
He knows who we really are, and yet he loves us.
他完全知道我们是谁，但他却是这样的爱了我们。
And even knowing us really who we are as sinners, he yet died for us.
他知道我们是罪人，但是他还是为我们而死。
The Lord does not lower his standard or change his standard for who we are.
神他并没有为着我们是罪人的话就降低他的标准跟要求。
But he gives us the opportunity to be yoked with him, and he raises us up to his standard.
但是他却允许我们与他同轭，然后把我们可以高举到他那里。
Now, even at the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus kept giving Judas opportunities to repent.
就算在最后晚餐的时候，主其实也给了这个加略人犹大有机会可以悔改。
On the one hand, we see it was fulfillment of Scripture that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus.
在一方面，犹大卖主确实是要来应验这个圣经上面的预言。
All right, so we're totally out of power, and I assume microphones.
现在我们应该是没电了，所以这个音响可能也没有了。
But can you still hear me? All right.
哦，大家还可以听到。
So on the other hand, while one hand was prophecy,
在一方面是这个预言。
The other hand, Judas still made a choice to reject Jesus.
在另外一方面，这个犹大却还是做了一个选择，他来出卖耶稣。
Jesus loved Judas to the end, but Judas rejected that love.
主耶稣他是爱犹大一直到底，但犹大却背弃了主。
Not the actions of a true disciple.
这并不是一个真门徒他所有的行为。
Then after he betrayed Jesus, Judas commits suicide.
当这个犹大卖主之后，他自杀了。
And the remaining come together and they seek the Lord for a replacement.
然后这个其他的门徒就聚在一起来挑选一个人代替他。
Now in Acts 1, when we see them come together, we actually see 120 come together to pray and seek the Lord for this replacement.
然后在那个《使徒行传》第一章，我们可以看到有120个人，他们在那里寻求主来寻找这个代替的人。
This included men and women devoting themselves to prayer for what the Lord's answer would be in replacing the 12th apostle.
这里面就看到有一个群体的人，他们在一起来求告神，来寻求神的心意，怎么样来代替十二个门徒中的一个。
Ultimately, a man named Matthias was chosen.
在最后一个人叫马提亚，他被拣选了。
And again, we know very little about Matthias's life, other than the criteria was that he was with the Lord Jesus from the time he was baptized to the time he ascended.
那关于马提亚，同样的没有任何其他的记载。但是呢，他成为代替者，我们知道他符合了一个条件，就是从主耶稣受洗开始到主耶稣复活升天之中，他是与主和门徒一起为伴的。
And there was more than one candidate that fulfilled that criteria.
那在这个条件下，其实不止他一个人符合。
So Matthias reminds us that from time to time, our function as disciples may change.
所以马提亚就让我们看到，当时间那个每一个时间改变的时候，一个人他在主里面的功用也有改变。
The Lord may have us serving in one function.As a disciple, and then in another season, he has us serving another function.
那也许在某一个神的时间段，他让我们作为门徒来服侍但另外一个时间段，他让我们有其他的功用。
Now it's important to know that over the years, men have made many shrines to even these apostles.
那我们要知道历史历代呢，人呢 甚至为这些使徒们造了一些神庙。
This is what we tend to do as man. We tend to elevate men.
这就是人里面很普遍的，我们需要总想来高举某一个人。
But we need to remember there is only one that should be exalted, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们需要记得，只有一个人他配得被高举，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We are His disciples, and we love and obey Him.
我们是他的门徒，我们喜爱的就是来顺服他，来听从他。
So later, the Lord chose one more apostle.
那在之后，神又拣选了，主又拣选了一个使徒。
One that did not fit the criteria.
这个人呢，他没有符合刚才讲的条件。
One who had not walked with Him when He physically walked on earth.
当主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他没有与主耶稣为伴。
However, one that had clearly seen him and knew his eternal purpose.
但这个人却是亲眼的清楚的看见主，也看到神永远的旨意。
And that was the Apostle Paul.
这就是使徒保罗。
Now Paul was a Roman citizen, actually a high-ranking individual and a Pharisee and a Hebrew.
他是一个罗马的公民，他也是一个在法利赛人里面很高职位的，同时他也是希伯来人。
So this made him a man of distinction in that society.
所以让他在当时成为一个非常与众不同的人。
But what did Paul say of himself?
那保罗怎么讲自己呢？
Paul called himself chief of sinners.
他称自己为罪人中的罪魁。
Because the Lord had revealed to Paul who he was apart from Christ.
而且这是因为主向他已经启示了，就是在主以外他到底是谁。
Paul had actually persecuted the church, and as we discussed last time, he cast his ballot for Stephen to be stoned to death.
他在那个时候是逼迫教会的。我们上次已经提到，当斯蒂凡被杀的时候，他是在那里投赞成票的。
But the Lord lovingly revealed himself to Paul and called him as a disciple.
但是主却是在爱中来向他显现，而且呼召他成为使徒。
And then as his disciple, he called him as an apostle.
先呼召他做门徒，而且选派他来做使徒。
And he actually gives us 13 epistles, half of the New Testament.
而且神用他写了13封书信，这是那个新约里面的一半的内容。
He wrote much more than any of the other apostles.
他比其他的使徒所写的都要多。
And this is the Lord's wonderful way of how he keeps us humble.
这就是神奇妙的作为，让我们保持在谦卑里面。
To protect Peter and the others from thinking too highly of themselves, the Lord appoints Paul an apostle.
那我们再想想彼得，彼得也曾经是自高自大，但是神也是选召他成为使徒。
And to keep Paul from thinking too highly of himself, he gives Paul a thorn in the flesh.
为了那个让保罗不要自高自大，所以神在他的身上摆了一根刺。
And he does not deliver Paul from that thorn, but gives him all sufficient grace. To endure.
他没有来医治保罗身上的这根刺，但是他却给他足够的恩典。
So it's interesting, with all the healing we see the Lord doing in the Bible, we never see him physically healing any of the disciples.
那很有趣的就是，我们看到圣经里面讲到很多医治的故事，但是他自己身上却没有得着医治。
Even though we know he's healed all of us and delivered all of us from sin.
那我们知道主他医治我们的每一个人，也把我们从罪中来拯救。
We see the disciples. We see Paul healing many other people.
那作为门徒，我们看到保罗他医治了很多的人。
But yet Paul had no ability to heal himself.
但是他就没有这个能力来医治他自己。
Instead, he was given all sufficient grace.
但是神却给了他足够的恩典。
You know, these men, even though they were apostles, had many weaknesses, many failures.
这些人虽然他们是使徒，但是生命里面也有许多的软弱，许多的失败。
And we learn that from them that the authority is not in man, it is in the Lord Jesus himself.
所以在他们里面我们也学到，这个权柄和生命不在人里面，是在主里面。
In him we overcome, and in him, as disciples, we serve him and serve his purpose.
是在他里面我们得胜，也是在他里面我们作为门徒来服侍他的旨意。
So speaking of humility, we also have an incident recorded in the Bible when Paul confronts Peter.
那提到谦卑的话，我们也看到一处记载，就是保罗他当面来抵挡彼得。
Peter had been gladly fellowshipping and eating with the Gentiles.
那个时候呢，彼得是非常喜乐的跟这些外邦的这些信主的人一起来用餐。
As the church was growing, Gentiles were being added, and Peter was welcoming everyone into the church.
这个时候教会在那里扩展，有许多外邦人得救，那彼得也在那里欢迎这些人。
But then some Jewish Christians showed up from Jerusalem.
这个时候从耶路撒冷来的那些犹太的基督徒信主的人来到他们中间。
And not all the Jews were accepting that the Gentiles were also supposed to be called into the church.
那个时候不是每一个犹太人都接受说外邦人也被呼召来进到神的家中。
Not all recognized that this dividing wall had been torn down by the Lord Jesus.
不是每个人都已经知道了，原来这个隔断的墙借着主的身体已经被拆毁了。
So it appears Peter gave in to peer pressure.
这个时候呢，那个彼得就受到了一个同侪的压力了。
He removed himself from the Gentiles, and Paul came and called him out on it.
这个时候他就从外邦人里面就退出去，但是呢。保罗就当面在那里提出。
Now Paul was not trying to exercise some position over Peter.
保罗那时候并不是说要来运用一个职位来管这个彼得。
He wasn't trying to uncover Peter's sin.
他也不是要在那里要来暴露彼得的这些罪。
But this was a critical issue in the church that could cause division and cause great harm to the body of Christ.
是因着这件事情会在教会造成很大的不好的影响，分裂，还有就是把。那个神的儿女来分隔。
And Paul acted out of zeal, but he acted out of being a channel of the authority of Christ.
所以保罗在那个时候是凭着向主的热心，也被主所使用，成为主的一个流通的器皿。
Now this is often where we get ourselves into trouble because we have opinions or we have our thoughts on what other people should do.
但这个有时候也让我们进到一些难处、麻烦里面，因为我们总是觉得我知道。对方应该怎么做？我要去指证。
But unless we see ourselves as chief of sinners,
但是我们必须要先看到我们自己是罪人中的罪魁。
Unless we see ourselves as disciples alongside everyone else and members of the body of Christ,
除非我们看到我们是与其他弟兄姐妹一同来做门徒的，我们是一同来做基督身体上的肢体的。
And unless we know the Lord Jesus Christ is head over His church.
除非我们知道主耶稣基督才是教会的元首。
Only then can we humbly seek Him and be ones that exercise His authority.
只有那个时候，我们才能够来寻求神，而且呢，让主在我们身上来运用这个权柄。
In that meek and that humble way.
是在这个谦和，在这个谦卑的里面。
So let us not strive for some position or place in the body of Christ.
所以在基督身体里面，愿意我们不要去努力争取一个头衔、一个职位。
We have a glorious place as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在主耶稣基督里面，我们有一个荣耀的地位，就是他的门徒。
But as his disciples, we must be willing to do whatever he tells us, whenever he tells us.
但是作为一个门徒，我们需要来降服他的。在何时何种方式来任何的指引。
The Lord knows how to build His church, and He is building His church.
主知道怎样建造教会，他现在也在建造教会。
In 2 Peter 3:15, towards the end of his life, our brother Peter writes, "And regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you."
在彼得后书第三章第十五节，彼得这样说，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们。
We see Peter did not hold a grudge for Paul having come and corrected him.
我们在这里看到彼得并不因为保罗当面来指证他而怀恨。
He appreciated his brother Paul and even the correction that he received from his brother.
他很感激保罗弟兄，也感激保罗弟兄对他的这个更正。
Like these brothers, may we humbly learn to diligently keep the unity of the faith in the bond of peace.
所以像这些弟兄们一样，愿意我们也是这样竭力来保守在圣灵里面合而为一的心。
This is how we're being formed into disciples.
这个就是门徒怎样被建造在一起。
Last week, our brother reminded us of even this important verse that answers the question of how are we formed into disciples.
那上一周弟兄提到一处的地方啊，提到一句话，这句话就让我们看到这些门徒是怎样形成的呢
？Luke 9:23，
就是路加福音的第九章二十三节。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
耶稣又对众人，或者说对门徒说。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
The work of the cross in our lives is where we're delivered from being centered on ourselves and turning our eyes back to be centered on Christ.
在我们生命里面的十字架就是那个来阻止我们成为那个罪人，也阻挡我们在罪人里面来跟随主耶稣基督的。
The purpose of the cross is to fix our eyes on Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of our faith.
这个十字架的目的呢，就是让我们能够注目在主身上，因为他是为我们信心创始成终的，他是我们的救主。
And as we fix our eyes on him, we follow him.
当我们这样来注目他的时候，就可以跟从他。
Now earlier I mentioned that Matthew was a tax collector.
刚才我已经提到，这个马太呢，他是一个税吏。
This was his profession, and by all accounts, he was good at it.
这个是他的职业，所以各方面来看，他应该很擅长。
Yet as the 12 traveled around and they chose a treasurer, they did not choose Matthew.
但是当这个十二个门徒他们出去的时候，却选了一个这个犹大来管钱。
Matter of fact, they chose Judas Iscariot.
而且他们选的是加略人犹大。
And this is definitely not what we would have done.
这如果是我们的话，绝对不会这么做吧。
Especially if we knew Judas's character, right?
而且如果我们了解犹大他的性情的话。
But even without that, what we often do is we make decisions, even in the church, based on man's knowledge and man's ways.
就算不是这样，很多时候其实在教会里面，我们也是按照人的知识人的那些方式来做选择。
But this is a wonderful picture to us that even when God has given us a talent,
这也是一个很奇妙的图画，让我们看到，虽然神赐给每个人有恩赐
，We have to lay that talent down on the altar before the Lord.
也要我们把这个恩赐放在祭坛上交给主。
He may allow us to pick it up and use it in the church, or he may not.
他也许让我们把它拿起来在教会里面服侍，但也许神没有。
And we have to remember that when he gives talents and when he gives gifts, they are not for man's glory.
那我们也要记得，神如果赐我们恩赐的话，不是为着人的荣耀。
Yet how often do we steal the Lord's praise by exercising our gifts?
但是当我们很多时候运用恩赐的时候，却偷窃了这个赞美。
1 Corinthians 12:7 gives us this wonderful reminder, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
在哥林多后书十二章第七节。那是很美好的一处章节，讲到圣灵显在个人身上，是要叫人得益处。
The exercise of any talent or gift the Lord has given us is for the good and edification of the body of Christ.
所以每个人当我们有恩赐的运用的时候，那是为着团体，为着教会建造来得益处的。
For the church to be built up and for the Lord to be glorified.
是为着教会被建造，让主来得荣耀。
This is an all too common mistake in the church. We might bring in our own ways of doing things, or again, we have a profession, so we use those talents sometimes to try and organize the church.
那我们经常也是很普遍的犯这样的错误，就是把我们这个天然的恩赐带进来之后，也照着这个世界上的商业甚至商业里面的方式来做每样的事情。
But the Lord did not call us to organize His church. He called us to be His disciples.
但神不是让我们在教会里面这样来做组织的事情，神是呼召我们来做门徒。
We must learn to pray and to seek the Lord and be filled with His Spirit.
我们必须要学会来祷告，来求问，让他的圣灵充满我们。
By the Holy Spirit, He equips His disciples.
在圣灵里面，他会来装备他的门徒。
But we must deny ourselves and walk in faith while He leads.
但我们必须要舍己，而且凭着信在他的道路上来行走。
And there is order in the church, but it's under his headship.
在教会里面没错，是有次序，但是是在他的那个元首的管理下。
You know, this is a real simple little picture.
现在有一个很简单的图画。
But I really appreciate on Friday nights when we come together in the back of this room and there's a group that meets together.
我很感激每一个周五呢，我们有一个小小的查经组，我们就在这个我们坐的这个后面。
And we have to move the chairs around for the worship time, which is with some of the youth.
那在唱诗的时间呢，我们需要把这个椅子重新安排，因为那个时候还有年轻人跟我们一同来唱诗。
Then we make it a little smaller for the fellowship group later on.
在那个之后呢，我们又把这个圈缩小，就为着我们查经组。
And when we're done, we had to spin the big chairs around and put things back for Sunday.
然后呢，结束的时候要把这些后面的椅子再转回这个主日要聚会的那个安排。
But what I really appreciate is that all just kind of happens naturally. And as we're doing that, we're still fellowshipping. We don't have an organization or somebody isn't in charge of moving the chairs and positioning the chairs.
那我很感激，就是非常奇妙。我们那个时候呢，有人在搬椅子，有人还在交通，没有一个委员会来管理，也没有一个固定的职位或者每个人来固定做某件事。
But old and young alike seem to respond and just to serve one another.
但是就是非常自然的反应，不管是年长的、年幼的，我们就一起来在这里服侍。
It's really not complicated to function in the church if we are letting the Lord just lead us naturally or supernaturally. I should say. Well, go ahead. It's not supernatural either.
I already forgot the beginning.
Spiritually natural. Yes.
所以在属灵里面呢，应该非常的简单。就是当圣灵运行的时候啊，我们非常自然的，不是天然的，是在属灵里面的自然，会成就每一件事。
You know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of times we hear the word cross and we get a little fearful.
很多时候我们听到这个十字架，哇，很惧怕。
But the reality is when we're willing to deny ourselves and put somebody else in preference to ourselves.
但是很简单，当我们舍己把别人摆在我们前面的时候。
And we do that in following Christ, it is very liberating.
如果这样来跟随主耶稣的话，是非常得自由的。Amen.
You know, it's amazing how the Lord takes such a variety of people to build his church.
何等奇妙，就是神用了各式各样的人来建造他自己的教会。
We even see among these 12, they were very different.
我们已经看到这十二个人，他们何等的不同。
Some educated, some fishermen.
有的是受了良好的教育，但有的只是个渔夫。
A zealot, a tax collector.
还有这个奋锐党的，还有税吏。
Tent maker.
还有做帐篷的。
But as they surrendered to their master, the Lord, he equipped them to serve together.
但是当他们来降服他们的主人他们的主的时候，那神就来装备他们让他们在这里一同来建造。
And at the cross, we even see Joseph of Arimathea, a Pharisee, and he's called a disciple.
那我们在十字架的这个故事里面当时的记载里面也看到，还有一个人叫亚利马太，他也是被称为门徒的。
So what hinders us as disciples from going on with the Lord, growing?
是亚利马太的约瑟。那是什么来阻挡我们成为主的门徒呢？
Why don't we continue to just progress in this faith and in obedience to the Lord?
为什么我们不能在信心里面，在对主的完全的顺从里面一直往前呢？
Often we get sidetracked by self-indulgence or worldliness.
有的时候我们是被这个自由自我放纵，或者被这个属世界的事情来阻拦在阻拦。
Or maybe complacency.
或者是自满。
We can even take and make religion and traditions and it stunts our spiritual growth.
或者我们把它最后做成一个宗教或者一个传统，这个也阻挡我们继续向前。
We want to continue to follow the Lord.
我们要来持续地跟从主耶稣。
And we want to take hold of this verse in Luke 9 where the Lord says, If anyone wants to follow me, deny yourself daily. Take up my cross. Or take up your cross and follow me.
愿意我们都抓紧在路加福音9章23节的这个宝贵的话语。就是若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
We praise the Lord. We don't have to take up His cross because He took up.
那我们要感谢主，因为我们不是背起主的十字架，因为他已经成就了。
So as disciples, we want to each come to know the Lord personally, intimately.
作为门徒，我们每一个人都要来认识主，要亲密的跟他有关系。
We want to know what's in his heart.
我们需要知道他心里面存的是什么。
And we want to read the word together, fellowship, pray together.
我们需要来一起读他的话，一起来交通，来祷告。
We want to encourage one another and be disciples running alongside each other.
我们需要来彼此鼓励，一起来做门徒，奔跑天路。
Laying down our many wills, our many thoughts, and what is on the Lord's heart.
把我们心里面这么多的自己的意思，自己的意志摆下，来寻求什么是主的意思。
The heart of a disciple is to fully satisfy his master.
那门徒的心是什么呢？就是愿意让主得完全的满足。
Matthew 28:18 and 20, we read where the Lord tells his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all the nations."
在马太福音二十八章十八节开始，那里面讲到主耶稣让他们去使万民做我的门徒。
Now we often quote this verse when we want to send out missionaries or when we talk about preaching the gospel.
经常我们来引用这个章节是当我们要把宣教士差遣到各个地方去的时候。
And indeed, that's a very important part of it.
没错，传福音是很重要的一部分。
But I believe there is more.
但是我相信还有更多的。
First of all, that verse begins with directing our attention to who has the authority.
因为在这个章节里面，第一个首先提到的就是谁有这个权柄。
It says all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus.
那里面讲到天上地下所有的权柄都赐给耶稣了。
His authority, and then he directs, and he sends us out.
是他的权柄，他在那里来指派，他在那里差遣。
With that understanding, then we need to consider this word make.
然后有了这个了解之后，我们再来看就是使。
Unfortunately, with English connotations, we take the word make and we think of man's efforts or man's activities.
当我们看到使万民做门徒这个使的时候，马上就想到人的很多的工作啊，人的很多的行为啊。
But the Lord gives us direction in even these verses 19 and 20.
但是神主却在这里十九章的第二十节告诉我们。
He says we are to baptize others in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那里讲是说要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Not in the name of another organization, not in the name of anybody else, other than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
不是奉着某个机构的名字，也不是奉着在父子圣灵之外其他任何一个人的名字。
The heart of a disciple is that everyone would come to know how wonderful, how marvelous is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那作为门徒的心呢，就是愿意让众人都知道。就是我们的主，我们的父，他们是何等的奇妙，何等的慈爱。
That all would come into that personal and direct relationship.
然后呢，众人都可以每个人进到这个与神亲密的个人关系里面。
How does the Lord want to use us?
神到底怎样愿意来使用我们呢？
You know, it's interesting. We see in the Bible the Lord even gives some 5 talents, some 3 talents, some 1 talent.
我们看到在圣经里面提到主啊赐给这些仆人们有的是5000两，有的是2000两，有的是1000两。
And it's his sovereign choice.
这个是他主权里面的一个选择。
But he doesn't ask us to aspire to some certain number of talents. He asks us to be faithful with what he does give us.
他不是让我们的眼目来羡慕到底我有多少的这个赐给我的这个恩赐。而是让我们来注目他是谁。
And to multiply that for his glory.
然后呢在中心的里面让主自己来加倍。
So we don't need metrics to measure how much is he given me, how much is he given somebody else.
我们不需要做一个表格来看一看这个主赐给这个人有多少，赐给我有多少。
Have I multiplied it or not?
那我今天我现在有没有让他加倍呢？
As we are faithful disciples to him, he will multiply for his glory.
如果我们对着他是那个忠心的门徒的话，他会使他加倍。
And then in verse 20, he says, "Teach them to observe all that Jesus commands."
而且在二十节讲到，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
We need to keep preaching the gospel and reaching out to those that don't know the Lord.
我们需要来传福音，把神的话语来传到那些还没有听到的人。
But we also need to remember the Lord has called us into the body of Christ.
而且我们也要记得，神呼召我们每个人进入的是基督的身体。
To be built together as that body.
是建造在一起，成为身体。
And to be used by the Lord for the building of the church.
而且我们要被主使用，在教会里面做建造的工作。
We know from Ephesians 4:11-13, he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, but all for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
在以弗所书第四章那里面讲到，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And those verses end with, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
而且这个章节往下是这么讲的，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
It's important for us to remember that all includes even the large group of children and teens and young people across the street.
让我们记得这里面讲众人，甚至包括那些小孩子们在街对面正在聚会的。
We need to be asking ourselves, are we discipling our children this next generation?
我们需要问自己，对着我们的孩子们下一代，是不是我们作为门徒在下一代身上来服侍神的旨意呢？
I think we often mistake that if we just teach them how to do something or carry on some religious activity that we're fulfilling this verse.
经常我们的错误呢，就是在那里教他们怎么在外面做一些外面的事情。
But it is not a tradition or some kind of system we want to perpetuate.
但我们其实不愿意是好像凭着一个系统，凭着一个传统在那里来维持。
We want this next generation to become disciples of Christ.
我们愿意的就是下一代他们也成为主的门徒。
Above all, we want them to love the Lord with all their hearts and with all their strength.
在所有之上，我们愿意他们成为爱主的人，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。
And we want them to become those that love their neighbors as themselves.
我们也愿意他们成为那个爱人如己的人。
For disciples of Christ, our first love, our best love is the Lord Jesus Christ.
作为主的门徒，我们那起初的爱，我们那个上好的爱，应该是向着主耶稣的。
And our goal and our desire is both to reveal that to others, but to encourage others to be disciples.
所以我们的寻求，我们的羡慕，应该是让其他的人，他们自己也亲眼看到主，他们也来爱主。
In the Lord's time, you saw the Lord Jesus and John the Baptist, they had disciples. It was a thing that was done at that time.
在圣经里面讲到，看到主耶稣跟施洗约翰，他们都有跟随他们的门徒。当时确实是这样的一个风气。
Matter of fact, it was more often done by the Pharisees who thought they were the ones in the know.
但其实呢，最这样做的人是法利赛人，因为他们觉得自己都懂了。
But they were trying to perpetuate a system or a certain way of doing things.
但是他们却在那里维持一个系统，一种某种做事的方法。
And it's a subtle trap of the enemy to think that we can learn to live the Christian life or teach others to live the Christian life.
这是一个仇敌很巧妙的陷阱，就是让我们好像觉得我可以教导别人怎么样来成为门徒，怎么样来做这事做那事。
And last week we were reminded that's impossible.
那我们需要被提醒，这是不可能的。
But yet we are called to pass the torch of the testimony to this next generation.
但我们确实是被呼召，要向下一代把这个见证的火炬传下去。
We are called to come alongside and to demonstrate and to share the love and the life of Christ.
我们是被呼召，来彰显主他自己的生命，还有他的爱。
We are called to come and encourage them and run alongside of them.
我们被呼召是来鼓励他们，与他们一同来奔跑。
The early church, right after the Lord ascended, we see 3,000 added in one day.
在早期的教会，我们看到，在一次福音之后，有3,000人信主。
And then in Acts 2:42, it tells us they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
在使徒行传第二章四十二节讲到，他们在那里都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
So what were the apostles teaching?
那这些门徒他们教导什么呢？
The apostles were talking about everything the Lord Jesus had talked to them about.
这些使徒的教训是什么？就是他们来教导主耶稣曾经教导他们的。
They were also talking about, and we see it recorded in the Bible, how they missed it sometimes at first.
而且呢，他们教导的就是他们曾经看到，就是圣经上也记载的，他们曾经知道，但是呢却不了解的，
不明白的。How they were confused until the Lord Jesus opened their eyes.
就是怎样，他们在这些事上有怀疑、有迷惑，直到主耶稣亲自来指教他们。
This passage doesn't tell us how they were fellowshipping or where they were fellowshipping often.
而且这个章节也没告诉我们他们是怎么样来彼此交接，在哪里彼此交接。
Doesn't tell us whether they were using one cup or several cups when they shared the wine.
也没有讲到擘饼的时候他们是用一个大杯呢，还是分成很多小杯。
Doesn't tell us whether they were groups of 20 or 3,000. How did they fellowship together? How did they break bread together?
也没有讲到他们彼此交接擘饼的时候是20个人一起呢，还是1000人一起呢。
But it does tell us they devoted themselves to prayer.
但是却讲到他们恒心的来祷告。
And it speaks of a life that they were living out.
讲到他们这个生命活出来的是什么。
The life of a disciple encourages others to come to the Lord Jesus.
这些门徒他们的生命来鼓励其他人在基督里面生活。
To come and see him.
来遇见我们的主。
You know, we even see this when the first apostles were called.
我们也看到第一个被呼召的使徒。
When the first disciples were called, Andrew came to his brother Peter and said, We found the Lord, come and see.
哦，第一个门徒。那我们记得就是安德烈他曾经找他的哥哥彼得说来吧看我们遇见了。
Similarly, Philip's story to Nathaniel was the same thing. You have to come and see the Lord for yourself.
同样的这个腓力也是这么带着这个拿但业到主耶稣面前说来吧看。
So the heart of each one was to follow the Lord, but it was also to bring others alongside to see the Lord.
所以我每一个人的心愿都是遇见主自己。那也带着另外的其他人一同来遇见主。
And to be disciples together.
而且我们一同来做门徒。
We don't see them establishing churches and creating positions for themselves.
我们没有看到这些人建立教会或者在教会里面来设一个职位为着自己。
We see them coming, encouraging others, and passing the torch for the next generation to raise up and be the church.
我们看到他们在那里建造他们在那里鼓励而且呢把这个火炬传给下一代让他们也起来建造神的教会。
We do this by abiding in Christ and allowing the Lord to manifest his life through us.
怎么可以这样呢就是当我们住在主里面让他在我们里面来运行的时候。
By encouraging one another to develop that direct and personal relationship.
而且鼓励彼此让我们与主建立这个亲密的关系。
You know, we've seen the Lord do a marvelous work even among the young people in the past year, both locally and nationally.
而且在过去的一年，我们看到在我们的当地，还有在各地，都有在年轻人里面神做奇妙的工作。
We know it's His desire to raise up this next generation.
我们知道这是他的心意，要这样来让下一代长大。
Will we be found running alongside them and encouraging them?
我们是不是？在那里来鼓励他们，与他们一同来奔跑呢。
May we be diligent in prayer and in our love for one another.
愿意我们恒心在这里来祈祷，在这里在爱中来服侍。
And may we be faithful disciples of Christ.
愿意我们成为基督忠心的门徒。
His disciples are a gathering of people from different backgrounds.
这些门徒他们也与不同背景的人一同聚集。
Varied talents, varied gifts, very different personalities.
不同的性情也有不同的恩赐。
But each one a disciple of Christ and seeing that he is worthy.
每一个人呢，他们都是门徒，而且也看到主耶稣是配的。
And each one willing to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him.
而且每一个人都愿意舍己，背起我们的十字架来跟从他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your great faithfulness.
主啊，我们真的是要感谢你，为着你的信实。
You by your love, you by your sacrifice and your finished work on the cross, Lord, you made it possible for us.
借着你的爱，你的牺牲，你在十字架上的这个舍己，你让这些都成为可能。
Possible for us to answer this call and be your disciples.
让我们可以来答应你的呼召，成为你的门徒。
To be those that are willing to deny ourselves and enter into the liberty and the joy of abiding in Christ.
成为那些愿意舍己跟从你，在自由的里面，在喜乐的里面来跟随。
Lord, continue to show us, bring us into that joy and the joy of abiding in Christ together.
主啊，求您继续的把这个喜乐赐给我们，让我们在这个喜乐里面来学会怎么样住在你里面。
And Lord, by your grace and by your wisdom, teach us how to share that and how to bring our children and our young ones to you.
借着你的恩典还有你的智慧，教导我们怎么样把年轻的这一代也带到你的里面。
That you would capture their hearts with your love.
你用你的爱来抓住他们的心。
Lord, may you captivate all of us.
主啊，愿意你抓住我们的每一个人。
And may we be that rightful testimony of the body of Christ.
让我们按理来成为你基督身体的见证。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.